Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Mike Lawler, who is the Chief Services Officer for USA Technologies. Mike, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, Karen, always a pleasure to be here.
So we're here to talk a little bit about a space that I find, you know, personally interesting, very fascinating, on the eve of the biggest trade show that assembles these players together, and that is NAMA and the unattended retail / vending space. And as I was thinking about it and preparing for our conversation, it really struck me that there are so many things now that are taking place in the retail and services space that unattended and vending really do seem like a little bit of a misnomer. It's almost as if the space can be recharacterized, redefined really, as this next generation retail of remote retail locations where retailers have the chance to present their goods, sometimes their services as well, but they don't have to have human beings interacting with consumers to deliver it. How does that sound to you? Is that a crazy thought, or is that something that's crossed your mind too?
No, you're right, Karen. I mean, USA Technologies is really helping the, you know, the self-serve retail markets that we serve, from vending to kiosk to commercial laundry, kind of reshape themselves in a very different light on the services and capabilities that they can provide consumers. So it is changing. And, you know, not only have there been a lot of changes in the past that we've provided, but there's a lot more coming forward. So that's why we're very anxious with our new product launch this week at the NAMA show in Chicago.
So tell us a little bit about that. What's on tap?
Well, we will actually be launching our new ePort Interactive product and services this week. And the product and the service really enables what we call the next generation of retailing for the markets, the self-serve or the unattended retail markets that we serve, from vending to kiosk to commercial laundry and other unattended retail markets. So we're very excited about this new launch of the ePort Interactive.
So as I think about the opportunities for remote retail, and let's just kind of use that as our descriptor for now, I think about the opportunities for retailers in particular to set up shops, so to speak, where consumers happened to be. And that seems to be a trend across a lot of areas of retail and commerce and payments, is being where consumers are, anticipating where they may be, and then serving them in that environment. Are there examples that you've come across where what would be considered the typical vending machine has become a remote retail outpost for a brand?
That's a great point, Karen. Consumer products of any kind, whether it be food and beverage or other products that historically have either been bought in a traditional bricks and mortar store or bought online, are now being sold in these unattended retail environments, in the places that they work, in the places that they transit, in the places that they, you know, entertain themselves. So it's that third channel of commerce that's really becoming very, very predominant, and it's being done in a self-serve manner. So you're exactly right. So we've seen, again, whether it be traditional food and beverage products or products that you wouldn't think would be in a self-serve retail environment, are now coming very prevalent in the world that we serve.
So if I think about the trajectory of these remote retail outposts, I think about those environments that are cash moving to digital. And then I think about those outlets that are already able to accept a card-based transaction that are moving to mobile. How would you describe the mood of the space? Is there more runway on the cash to digital, or are the digital players now really rushing to try to accommodate a mobile wallet or mobile payment of some kind?
What I would say that is, you know, cashless or digital payments have become mainstay as part of the vending industry. Vending companies, vending operators are now making part of electronic or digital payments a part of their mix. Now, as part of that, it historically had been traditionally the use of magstripe credit and debit cards, but now they've also expanded into incorporating and accepting all of the major mobile wallets, from Apple Pay to Android Pay to Samsung Pay. But with that said, you know, the world of self-serve retailing is also changing. Now the clients that we serve, and the more importantly, the consumer, is expecting more in their experience. And that's kind of why we've launched, or in the process of launching, our new interactive products and services, because it is about that consumer experience. Starting with payments, but now migrating into how to make that consumer experience a whole lot better in the, as you said, the remote retail, the unattended retail world, and the markets that we serve.
How has the ability to accommodate an electronic payment affected the return on investment of the vending operator in those establishments? Are people spending more?
Oh, unequivocally, that's a great question. Because of the consumer convenience of electronic or digital payments, it has dramatically increased sales in all the markets we serve, whether it be vending or kiosk or commercial laundry, just because of the pure convenience of accepting electronic or digital payments. I mean, I think we've all, and you've said this many times, consumers just do not carry cash anymore. So just the fact that they can either use their mobile wallet or a traditional magstripe credit debit card just allows them to buy the products that they want in with a payment mechanism that they use every day, now extended into the world of, again, unattended retailing or vending.
It's funny, I was behind someone at a vending machine over the weekend, and he was feeding his dollar bills into the dollar bill changer. And I said, "Do you always use dollar bills, or because it accepts a credit card?"
Yeah.
And he, you know, after he looked at me, you know, wondering why any of this was my business, he said that he usually does use a card, but had $2 in his wallet that he wanted to get rid of. So I guess there's still a use case there. But if I think about some of the things that have transformed these vending machines or these remote retail machines, you know, it is the fact that you could first stick a dollar bill in, because that was the big thing. Now you can use your card, soon on many of them, mobile wallets. What's the next big innovation that you're looking at or planning for?
Well, I mean, we think our ePort Interactive products and services that we're launching this week in Myanmar are right in line with where the industry is heading. And it's really around the consumer and the consumer experience and how the clients, the vending machine owners and operators, can now engage with their consumers. We provide really the platform to allow them to do that. And let me give you an example of some of the things that we'll be introducing later this week with our ePort Interactive solution. So the first thing is that the interactive point-of-sale display allows us to actually guide the consumer through their purchasing experience, which makes it a lot easier. It provides all the nutritional and caloric information of the products in the machine, so now the consumer is educated about the products that they're about to purchase.
Hmm.
Any type of promotions or loyalty or rewards program going on, this interactive display allows, again, the vending companies to promote that so the consumer is aware of all the different offers going on in that machine, as well as it's a portal for the consumer to interact with to give feedback to the vending machine operator or owner of the machine of the products and services that are being provided. So it's really around the consumer and enhancing the consumer experience. And through our platform and through our services, it enables the consumer to connect with the vending operator owner of that equipment.
Interesting. So rewards, talk a little bit more about rewards and how that works. Is that a reward that is provided by the brand or you or the vending operator? How does that work?
We provide the services that enable that. So it's really up to the vending machine owners of in terms of what they want to do. We enable product promotion. If the various consumer product companies want to promote their products within that machine, or it could be as simple as just a simple loyalty rewards program that, you know, that rewards the consumer for a certain, you know, buying behavior. So we have a host of different loyalty and promotional campaigns under our More platform, but the main thing, it enables the vending owners and operators to engage with their consumers and reward them for loyal buying in their machine.
Well, I really can't wait to see this myself. I'll be walking the show floor on Wednesday just to get a better feel for who's doing what in the space and what the remote retail opportunity really represents. And we'll circle back after the show is over to get your thoughts on what you heard and how you see it evolving from there. Mike, thanks very much for joining me today.
No, Karen, thank you very much for your time. I look forward to seeing you in Chicago later this week.